28-year-old Amor Tabi, a survivor of flooding in Jungle State, says her family lost property during last year's flooding. She says people affected by recent floods are finding it difficult to rebuild their lives.
So it was really very difficult for people like us, and it really affected us. Starting from scratch again for you to build your house, to buy everything, to do this thing, as you know, in South Sudan, life is hard. So it was really a bad experience and really affected us.
Tabi urges the government to respond to humanitarian disasters across the country. She says the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs should educate communities affected by floods how to tackle potential humanitarian disasters.
We have a lot of disasters that can happen, and people are not always ready for it. So it's good the government should always be prepared for disasters, not disaster to come and they are like, we don't have resources to do these things.
Albino Akol Atak, South Sudan Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management, says his ministry lacks sufficient funds to respond to the long-term humanitarian crisis in the country.
There is no long-term funding for disaster risk activities. That's one of the issues that we are now struggling to have a long-term funding, because for us to build this system in place, we need long-term funding for these activities. There are too many actors practicing disaster risk reduction with no or limited coordination, which creates implementation constraints.
South Sudan Vice President in charge of the government gender and youth cluster, Rebecca Nyandeng, says the government needs to involve local communities in any projects aimed at addressing humanitarian crises across the country.
Disaster response need to involve local people. Communities have a wealth of valuable skill and knowledge to offer. Working closely with local people helps them develop the skills to handle future disasters.
Nyadeng says psychosocial support should be included in programs geared towards healthy and resilient communities.
We need to invest in trauma healing programs, provide counseling services, and raise awareness about mental health support, which are critical steps toward building more robust and resilient communities. Through this holistic approach, we can create a foundation for long-term disaster risk reduction.
Titus Osulade, the Deputy Resident Representative of the United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP, says the country is in the process of establishing an early warning system to detect climate focus. He says the system would help farmers make decisions on their agricultural projects.
The country will be able to undertake accurate and reliable climate forecasts and predictions in any area in the country to better guide and inform farmers adopting climate smart agriculture of the changing rainfall and climate patterns. It will also be able to inform humanitarian development agencies of potential disaster risks and events in order to better inform prevention, mitigation, and preparedness measures.
October 13 is the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction. South Sudan Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management commemorated the day 2 weeks later under the theme, Fighting Inequality for a Resilient Future. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.